今天我们很高兴一位讲员在我们当中。
We are very happy to have a guest speaker among us.
他将会跟我们分享关于圣诀的事情。
And he is going to share with us the topic about holiness.
今天的讲员是 Dr. Matthew Valerio Hertzfeld.
This is Dr. Matthew Valerio Hertzfeld.
他是神学院的教授。
He is a professor of a seminary.
他同时也有牧养一个教会。
He also is shepherding a church.
他同时也是我博士论文的 reader.
He is also the reader for my dissertation.
所以我不多讲，由他来讲。
So I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to let him do the speaking.
Good morning.早。I want to thank Pastor Liu for inviting me to participate in your worship this morning.
谢谢刘牧师，让我来到这里与你们一起分享这今天。
I'm reminded of Jesus' words in the book of Hebrews.
我在想在希伯来书的时候。
I am not ashamed to call you brothers, because our Father.Has made us both, or we have the same Father.
我们可以在这里做弟兄姐妹，因为神就是我们的天父。
And I'm thankful for my brother in the spirit who make me sound good in Chinese.
他感谢主，让我可以在这里为他翻译。
I want to talk about the story.
我要告诉大家一个故事。
We could talk about many aspects of holiness.
我们可以讲到很多关于圣洁的事。
But I want to look through the whole of Scripture to see God's story.
但是我想透过圣经来看到这个圣洁的故事。
The story in Scripture reveals God's character as holy.
在圣经里，我们看到神的属性就是圣洁。
We see him inviting people into relationship with him.
我们看到他邀请人进到跟他一起有建立关系。
And in that relationship, he asks that we share his character with each other.
在里面，他也邀请我们跟他，我们也去表现这他的属性。
And in that sharing, we come to know him better.
当我们跟与人分享的时候，我们就更加了解到他的属性。
There was a movie by the title Grease.
很久以前有一个电影叫 Grease.
It had Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Yeah, 我不知道怎么放的，就是 Olivia Newton-John 跟 John Travolta 了。
And these characters fell in love.
那电影里面的男女主角，他们就进入爱河。
She was pure and wore white.
她是很纯洁的。
He was not pure and wore black.
Yeah. 那个女生是很纯洁的，那个男生呢，就没有那么纯洁了。
And during the movie, he wanted to be in relationship with her.
那个男生就想跟她一起有关系。
So he started to do things to be like her, and he started wearing white.
所以他就慢慢的想接近他，就开始穿白色的衣服。
It didn't work well for him.
但是来这个不是太行哦。
The end of the movie.
最后。
She wound up wearing black.
最后那个女生最后就穿黑色。
And they were together and went off into the sunset.
他们就一起就是来看日落。
God desires we move from black.
神愿意我们离开黑暗
to white,
进入光明
so that we might be with him forever in his sunset.
那样我们就可以跟他直到永远一起看日落。
So in the passage in Peter,
在彼得前书
God says, Peter is quoting an Old Testament passage where God says, But like the Holy One who called you,Be holy yourselves, also in all your behavior, because it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy.
彼得前书一章十五到十六节，那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上所 记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Peter reminds the Jewish believers, walking in holiness is the family business.
彼得提醒到犹太的信徒，我们需要走在那个圣洁里，因为这个是家里的事。
It is part of the calling of being Christian.
这个就是作为基督徒的一部分。
Walking in God's character is part of Christian relationship.
走在神的属性当中就是作为基督徒的一部分。
But we see that this story starts in Leviticus.
但是我们看到这个故事在利未记的里面就开始了。
And we see that the Lord comes to Moses.
我们看到耶稣来到摩西的前面。
To speak to the people a message.
告诉众人会众。
But you do know, before God came to Moses,
你知不知道主还没有来到摩西的哪里的时候，
All of the people heard and saw God.
所有的以色列人那个时候都听到神看到神。
And they saw and heard.
他们看到他们也听到。
And they said, we don't want that anymore.
他们说我们还是不要了。
God spoke through Moses.
所以主就透过摩西讲话。
And he said something interesting.
他讲到一些很有趣的。
About go and be holy.
就是你们需要圣洁。
Because I am holy.
因为我是圣洁。
And he says you shall have reverence for your mother and father.
还有他也说你们个人当孝敬父母。
So, where are the children here?
小朋友你们在哪里啊？
Do we have any children here today? Raise your hands if you're children here.
小朋友举起手来啊。
So God comes and says, listen to mom and dad.
神说你们要孝敬父母啊。
Do what they say.
他们说的你们要做。
Is there anyone here 15 to 50?
当中有没有十五到五十岁的
？That brought their parents.
他，你带你的父母来到我们当中。
No, anyone?
有没有啊？还有几个
？What do they say?
他们
说 ，Listen to your parents.
要听你的父母的话。
Anyone here have parents?
有没有？你们都有父母的吗
？God says.
神说。
Listen to your parents.
听你的父母的话。
But then he also says,
他也说,
you shall keep my Sabbath.
也要守我的安息日。
This is more than coming to church on Sunday.
当然这个不是单单说星期天要来到店里。
It is thinking,
是要想,
speaking,
是要讲,
walking,
走,
the ways of God,
走在主里面,
and thereby leading the children.
那这样我们也可以带着我们的孩童一起。
Why?
为什么?
So it will go well with you.
所以我们就可以跟神一起。
Our children should obey.
Yeah, 我们的孩童应该去听。
Parents who are following God.
那父母也跟着主的路来走。
But the story doesn't start in Leviticus.
但是那一个故事没有在利未记就没有在利未记就才开始。
So we'll go to Genesis.
我们就去到创世纪了。
So we encounter Abram.
所以我们那个时候就看到亚伯兰。
He's 99.
99岁咯。
You think he's ready for retirement?
你想他快要退休了吗?
Maybe in retirement from life?
可以就是生命也可以退休了。
And God says, walk holy, walk blameless.
神说你要圣洁无瑕疵。
He's 99.
99岁了。
His wife is 90.
他的太太也已经90。
They have a teenager.
但是还会有一个十几岁的男生啊。
And God's going to give them a newborn.
神会给他一个刚出生的 baby.
And he says what?
他说什么?
Walk blameless.
在无瑕疵的走。
Hard enough as a monk.
非常难哦。
With a teenager and a newborn?
有一个十几岁的, 还有一个小小的 baby?
Why?
怎么, 为什么?
So it will go well with the family.
这样我们的家庭就可以好了。
Your walk, your holiness,
你在圣洁里面走,
affects the person next to you.
会影响到你身边的人啊。
Did we have a baby 2 weeks ago?
我们两个星期在教会里面是不是刚刚有一个baby出生啊?
Youngest in the group.
在里面我们那一个是最小的哦。
Who's the oldest?
最老是谁啊? 在这里。
Do we know?
我们知不知道年纪最大的是谁?
Our holiness.
我们的圣洁。
How we walk.
我们怎么走我们人生的路。
Makes a difference from the youngest.
Yeah. 会令到我们的最小 到最大的 都会受到影响。
And it's not just for men.
这个不单单是为人 给男的。
God says, I will bless her. I will give you a son. And she will be the mother of nations.
在创世纪那里说, 我必赐福给她。 要从你那里的一个儿子, 我要赐福给他, 他要做, 他也要做多国之母。
Sarah in her old age,
撒拉在她的晚年,
will start a relationship that will spread and make many nations.
他要开始一个关系, 要做多国之母。
Then Abram fell on his face.
亚伯兰那一个时候, 心里就笑了。
Abram looked at his condition.
亚伯兰看看自己的状况。
He could not comprehend.
他没有办法理解。
How could God put life?
神怎么可以把生命
into the dead body?
放进这一个快要死的人当中。
Sarah's 90.
撒拉已经90了。
And he fell on the floor and laughed.
他就倒在地下就笑了。
Walk holy.
要走在圣洁之中。
Should we fall on the floor and laugh?
我们也会倒在地下在笑吗?
We're sinners.
我们都是罪人哦。
Are we like Abram?
我们会不会好像亚伯兰一样啊?
Do we look at a dead body?
我们会看到自己快要死的身体。
And not comprehend God?
没有办法理解上帝。
How can God look at sin
神怎么可以看到罪
and do the same thing?
而做一样的事。
How can God help us or make us
神怎么可以使我们
walk in relationship
跟他走在一起。
In John,
在约翰福音,
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
sanctify them in truth. He says, as you sent me into the world, I send them.
他说, 你怎样差我到世上, 我也怎样差他们到世上。
He says, I sanctify myself that they may be sanctified.
我因为他的缘故, 自己分别为圣, 叫他们也因真理成圣。
We are sent just as Jesus was.
我们是这样被拆, 就好像耶稣基督那个时候被拆到世上一样。
We are enabled.
我们就能够这样做到。
Because Jesus did it first.
因为耶稣基督以前就做过。
What does it mean to be sanctified? Some say to be set apart.
成为圣洁的意思是什么?
Like special clothes, Chinese New Year.
Yeah, 在过农历年的时候我们穿新的衣服吗?
We had special plates and silverware.
可能我们有特别的 盘子。
We would pull it out once a year or twice a year.
Yeah. 我们一年一年有一次两次我们会把那些盘子拿出来。
Are we to be holy once or twice a year?
是不是我们一年就圣洁一两次啊？
Or on Sundays when we look good for each other.
或是说星期天的时候我们就穿一个圣洁的衣服来到好像蛮漂亮的哦。
How about this verse?
来看一看另外一个经节。
Be perfect.
所以你们要完全。
As your heavenly Father is perfect.
像你们天父完全一样。
Is this a command?
是一个命令吗？
Can we do this?
我们可以做得到吗？
If you take a test of 1,000 points,
如果你考一个试，总共有一千份的，
and you get 999 right,
你拿到999分。
Why did you miss that one?
为什么你刚刚就没有那一条没有拿得到？
Jesus says something interesting.
耶稣讲了一个很有趣的话。
Says, truly, truly, I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你们
the Son can do nothing of himself,
只凭着自己不能做什么
unless it is something he sees the Father doing,
唯有看见父所做的
for whatever the Father does,
只才能做父所做的事
these things the Son also does,
只也照样做
in like manner,
yeah, 只也照样做
Jesus does.What the Father did.
耶稣做他的父亲所做的。
Where do you have your eyes?
你的眼睛在哪里？
The Son emulates the Father.
儿子会模仿父亲。
What Father are you watching?
那一个父亲，你现在在看着那一个父亲啊。
We have an idea of discipleship.
我们有一个，我们可能会知道什么是门徒训练。
I was trained by my father.
我就是我的爸爸去训练我的。
I grew up in his house.
我在他的房子里面长大。
I learned his ways.
我知道他是怎么做事的。
I even created the marriage that he did.
我甚至我自己也结婚就好像他一样。
And I was this far from divorce.
我只是差一点点我就要离婚了。
Not His, my, our fathers, not the father's ways.
我刚刚说的，就是好像我们的爸爸妈妈一样，不是我们天上的父亲。
I had to learn Jesus's father.
我们要学天父。
I had to learn to emulate him.
怎么去模仿我们的天父？
I had to learn Jesus's family business.
怎么去学like耶稣基督耶稣的家里的事？
I had to be.And look a new way.
怎么样可以成为看见来是一个新的人？
Jesus tells us in Matthew.
耶稣基督在马太福音这样说。
Whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
凡遵行我天父旨意的人。
He is my brother and sister.
就是我弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
What is to do his will?
怎么是做天父的旨意啊？
What would make me part of your family?
怎么样才可以让我成为你的家里的一部分？
If I did what your father asked,
如果我做你爸爸所说的，
and I followed his ways,
我跟着他所行的，
and I lived in his household,
我住在他的房子里面，
would that make me part of the family?
这样就可以让我成为家里的一份子吗？
So if I do the Heavenly Father's ways,
如果我做我们天上的父的方法
and I live in His household,
我住在他的家庭里面
will that merit relationship with His Son?
这样就可以让我成为他家里的一部分吗？
He is my brother and sister.
他就是我的弟兄姐妹。
Let's go back and look at the passage in Matthew. Be perfect.
我们看回去看看马太福音，我们怎么可以成为完全
？The rest of the story.
之后的那一个那个故事。
When I first learned this verse, "Be perfect."
当我看到这一个圣经的时候，需要完全。
A command.
是一个诫命。
But I'm a sinner.
但是我是一个罪人啊。
Be perfect.
要完全。
So I beat you with the Bible.
所以我就来抓住圣经。
Now I have to come get saved.
我一定要这样。
That's not this passage.
但是这个不是这个经节所讲的。
Starts earlier.
在之前一点。
Jesus says,
耶稣说,
I say to you,
我告诉你,
love your enemies.
爱你的仇敌。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为那一些逼迫你的祷告。
So that you may,
这样你可能,
be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
成为你天上的父的儿子。
So when we act,
当我们做事的时候,
like Jesus act,
好像耶稣基督的一样的做的时候,
bringing forgiveness,
我们有饶恕,
praying,
我们为他们祷告,
being concerned for others,
我们想到其他人的事,
we are acting like the Son,
我们就好像耶稣基督一样。
And in the Greek, the original language of Scripture here,
在希腊文里面,
instead of be a command,
这个不是一单是一个诫命,
it says you will be.
他说是你就会。
When you are acting this way,
如果你这样做的话,
you are being perfect.
你就会变成完全。
Perfect is not flawless.
完全不等于你就完全没有错。
Perfect in the Bible.
在圣经里面完全是。
Useful.
你是有用的。
For the purpose intended.
当神给你的意念，你是有用的。
In the English language.
在英文里面。
Until 1940.
直到1940年代
，perfect
完全
meant you could do the job，
令到你可以做那一些事。
You have the perfect pastor，
你有一个完全的牧师。
Yes， he comes， he brings the word，
他来到，他让我们一起学习。
He ministers to your needs，
他牧养这个教会。
He listens to God，
他听神的话。
He's even sacrificed many of things of life.
他甚至去献上他所有的。
Do I have the perfect translator?
你有一个完全的翻译员。
He stumbled in his tongue.
有很多时候我都没有办法讲得好。
But has he communicated the message?
但是我有没有把这一个信息来告诉你们。
Useful for the purpose.Intended.
就是他的就是有办法可以完成他所需要做的事。
To be holy.
成为圣洁。
To be perfect.
成为完全。
To be sanctified.
成为圣洁。
Comes from the same Old Testament verse.
是从旧约的同一个经文出来的。
To come to a place like God,
去来到神面前
so we can be in a relationship,
让我们可以与神建立关系
like in the movie Grease,
就好像 Grease 那一个电影一样
can we change from the darkness we were,
我们可不可以从黑暗改到
to be more like the Son,
改到变成像主耶稣基督一样
Still with some flaws.
当然我们还有一些不完全。
But in relationship.
但是我们就已经跟耶稣基督建立关系。
Ask some older married people.
来问一些来已经结婚了一段很长时间的人。
Does their mate have some flaws?
他的伴侣会有一些不完全吗?
But do they have a better relationship, closer?
但是他们的关系是不是越来越近
And as we walk longer and longer with God,
当我们在神的道路慢慢跟他一起走的时候
，We speak more His words。
我们会讲更加更多跟他一样的话。
We think more His thoughts。
我们会想跟他一样所想的。
We do more His actions with our hands and our feet。
我们也会做跟他一样的，用我们的手，用我们的脚，跟他做一样的东西。
We are more in relationship with Him。
我们会跟他的关系越来越近。
And with each other，
也跟弟兄姐妹的关系越来越近。
So are we just sinners？
所以我们只是一个罪人吗
？What is sin？
什么是罪
？Is God interested in being sinless？
所以神想我们完全没有罪吗
？Or in improvement？
或是想我们有进步？
In today's story, what I'm speaking today,
今天我讲的故事里面
sin is to misrepresent God's character.
罪就是令到神的属性有不完全的
either through what we do,
可能是我们所做的
or what we say,
可能是我们所讲的
I know you're in the book of Romans.
我知道你们现在在看罗马书。
Paul talks of two kinds of people.
罗马书的保罗讲到两种的人。
Who are they?
他们是什么人呢
？Go back to Peter.
我们回到彼得前书。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
彼得是耶稣基督的使徒。
So he's a spokesman. He's carrying the message.
他是带着那个神的信息。
He's teaching what the people need to hear.
他在教导那一些人需要听的。
And he says,
他说,
by the sanctifying work of the Spirit,
借着圣灵得成圣洁。
This is changing, sanctifying.We'll talk in a minute more about sanctifying. But it's done by the Spirit.
这成圣的过程是圣灵做的。
This is not my strength.
这个不是我的能力。
It's not your strength.
不是你的能力。
It's not pastor's strength.
也不是牧师的能力。
It's the work of the Spirit of God.
是圣灵。
What is the outcome?
那结果是怎么样啊？
Says to obey Jesus Christ.
就需要跟从耶稣基督的命令。
So we raise our children.
所以我们去教养我们的孩童。
We tell them, Jesus, he said, do this.
我们告诉耶稣基督说这样去做。
They don't do it.
他们不做哦。
Swat. No.
当然不是啊。
The Spirit.Sanctifies.
是圣灵去使人成为圣洁。
We need to help each other.
我要帮助大家。
In the work of the Spirit.
圣灵就可以做工。
To be sanctified.
让我们成为圣洁。
Sanctified is more than set apart.
成为圣洁是不单单是分别成圣。
It is coming into relationship.
是进到那一个关系当中。
With God.
跟神一起。
By becoming more dedicated.
我们就会越来越靠近他，越来越愿意献上自己。
And more morally pure.
愿意走在他道德的道路上当中。
You don't need to be like pastor.
你不需要好像一定好像牧师一样。
Give up his life.To come and serve you.
Yeah. 愿意全时间投入就是那一个传福音当中。
Maybe it's in your workplace.
可能在你的工作的环境当中。
To serve as an apostle in your workplace.
就在你的工作的环境当中当使徒。
Maybe it's to put off your speech and speak like Christ.
可能就当你讲的时候就好像主耶稣基督讲话一样。
And as we let the Spirit clean us,
当我们让圣灵去洁净我们的时候
automatically,
自然的
we are enabled to be obedient.
我们就会愿意跟随主。
More and more.
越来越多。
To Jesus Christ.
好像耶稣基督一样。
As obedient children, do not be conformed to your former lusts.
你们既做了顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前梦寐无知的时候。
Which were yours in your ignorance.
那放纵私欲的样子。
But like the Holy One who called you.
那照你们的既是圣洁。
Be holy yourselves.
你们在一切事上。
Because it is written.
也要圣洁，因为经上记着说。
You shall be holy, for I am holy.
你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
If you address as Father.
你们既称那不偏待人。
The one who impartially judges.
按个人行为审判人的主。
According to each one's work.
为父。
Conduct yourselves in fear during your stay here on earth.
就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
To sum up.
最后。
Be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, humble in spirit.
你们都要同心彼此体恤相爱如弟兄存怜悯谦卑的心。
Not returning evil for evil.
不要以恶不恶。
Insult for insult.
以辱骂还辱骂。
But giving a blessing instead.
倒要祝福。
For you were called for that very purpose.
因为你们是为此蒙召。
That you might inherit a blessing.
好叫你们承受福气。
So God has called you, called his family and you to holiness. All of us have that calling.
神呼召他的家人，你跟我，我们都有这个呼召。
Like Abraham, we can look.
就像亚伯兰一样，我们可以看看自己。
A sinner.
我们是一个罪人。
We can fall on the floor and laugh.
我们可以倒在地下去笑啊。
Or we can do what Abraham really did.
或是我们可以好像亚伯兰一样。
In faith.
有信心。
He believed God.
他相信神。
Though he saw was dead.
虽然他看到自己的灵魂好像是死了一样。
He believed God.
他相信神。
And that God had the power to change.
神，他相信神有这个能力可以改变。
And so too for us.
对我们也一样。
God sent his son.
神派他的儿子。
God gave his spirit.
给他的圣灵。
And God gave servants like our pastor.
他也给他的仆人好像给刘牧师给我们一样。
To give us every chance.
给我们有每一个机会。
To change our clothes.
去换掉我们的衣服。
To greater shades of white.
可以走在光明当中。
So you can grow in holiness.
你可以在圣洁当中成长。
By actively participating.
来做这六样的事。
In these six things.
做这六样的事。
Listening to God.
听神的话。
Prayer.
祷告。
Some of you just come in prayer and gripe. Complain.
有一些人很可能就是在投诉。
Much of prayer, listening.
其实在祷告当中最多的应该是听。
When God gave Moses the word,
当神给摩西的话的时候
Moses was in prayer.
摩西就在祷告。
Listening.
听哦。
When pastor brings a message,
当牧师讲信息的时候
He's listening.
听哦。
But we have to combine that with reading the Bible.
但是我们还需要看读圣经。
We read the Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候
，It's in our mind.
是进到我们的脑袋里面。
And God can call it up.
神就可以把那些经节，那个圣经的经节
，He can remind us of those important parts.
告诉我们重要的事。
renews our thinking.
去改变我们的思想。
But the faith is not done alone.
但是信心不是一个自己的事。
And so we need each other.
我们也需要彼此。
We talk and we share of our journey of God.
我们彼此分享我们在主里的道路我们怎么样走。
In Deuteronomy,
在申命记
God says,
神说
When they ask why,
当他们问什么的时候
Tell them what I've done for you.
告诉他们我在你们身上做了什么东西。
There'll be times we'll question.
我们有一些时候会怀疑 会问。
There'll be times we don't understand.
有一些时候我们不明白。
We need each other.
我们需要彼此。
And our witness of God.
当我们见证神的时候。
To strengthen us and keep us on the path.
那我们的生命就可以增长走在神的道路当中。
We also need to study the scripture.
我们也需要去研读神的话语。
This is more than reading.
不单单是在念。
This is work.
是做。
This is to investigate it.
需要花时间去考察。
This is to go in the back, an Old Testament.
去到圣经的旧约后面。
And in the new.
去到圣新约。
And maybe a dictionary.
可能我们需要有一个字典。
And other places.
可能还有其他的地方。
To learn God's mind.
去学习神的思想是怎么样的。
Not just for academics.
不是单单就是好像读书一样。
But Paul says of the Thessalonians.
神在帖撒罗尼迦加前书那里讲。
You are the living word.
你就是那一个有生命的话。
They themselves.
帖撒罗尼迦人
were the scripture.
就是那一个好像圣经一样。
You are to be the scripture.
你也应该成为好像圣经一样的。
For those that you come in contact with.
当人家可以看到你的时候。
Preach the gospel always.
跟人家讲哪个福音。
Sometimes use words.
有一些时候可以用话。
And being discipled.
接受门徒训练。
We need mature believers to guide us.
我们也需要其他的信徒来带领我们。
To help interpret what God is telling us.
来帮我们解释神怎么样带领我们。
To give understanding where God is working.
让我们明白神是怎么样在我们生命上面做工。
To see things around us that we're not seeing.
让我们可以看到我们周遭所发生的事，有一些时候我们还没有能够明白的。
Paul says,
保罗说
to the Ephesians,
在给以弗所教会
follow Timothy,
跟着提摩太
because he follows me,
因为他跟着我
I follow Christ,
我跟着基督。
Same should you say.
你们也应该一样。
And then you might read some books.
你也可以来念一些书。
I brought three, there are more.
我在这里我介绍三本，其实还有很多的。
But authors can help focus our thoughts.
但是有一些时候，那些作者可以帮我们去思想。
Challenge our understandings.
让我们去想到那些重要的事。
And help us draw closer to God.
帮我们带到神的哪里？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
慈悲的天父，
We are thankful for your grace.
感谢主，你有丰盛的慈爱。
A grace that empowers us.
那些慈爱让我们可以做得到。
That draws us to change.
让我们可以改变。
That enables us to offer our members.
让我们可以献上自己。
No longer to darkness.
不会再献自己给黑暗。
But to you.
但是献上自己给你。
Let us count ourselves free from sin.
让我们都可以成为无罪。
but alive in Christ.
在主里面,
let us hunger for renewal.
让我们每一个人都有一个渴望的心,
of our mind and our spirit.
让我们的思想, 我们的灵魂都可以更新。
Help us to rejoice in the gift of your Son.
让我们在主基督里都可以,
and the ability to walk
有那个能力可以走,
in newness of life.
走在新的生命当中。
In these things we give thanks.
我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.